Well, good Moed and a good Erev Yontif. Thank you so much for joining us. Today is Erev Shvi Shel Pesach, April 11th, 2023. This is the Ilui Nishmas Izzy Chait, Zichron Livracha, Yisrael Meir Ben Yochanan. We're continuing in the Orchos Tzadikim. We're actually coming to the very end soon of his Shar HaSimcha, all about the virtues of joy and serving Hashem with Simcha, Bitachon, Emuna, and Simcha. And we're going to start about apathy today. There's something that we find in the world called apathy, people not caring so much about what's happening with others. It's symptomatic of what time period? That's right, Yemos HaMashiach. It says in the end of Maseches Sota that in the Ikvus Mashiach, before Mashiach comes, people aren't seeming to be interested in too much more than their own issues. Is this an indictment? Is it a criticism? As we said, it's actually a symptom many times of people being wrapped up in their own distractions and sorrows, chas v'shalom, and it's very difficult for people to fulfill what it says in Maseches Avos that we've talked about. There are two statements in Avos. One of them says, "Havi mekabel kol ha'adam b'sever ponim yafos." They were supposed to receive and greet other people with sever ponim yafos, and it's brought down that there are three terms for this facial expression. Sever has to do with a face of interest. When I see somebody else, I'm supposed to look at the person with interest. Panim, I should show the person my face, not my profile. I should look the person in the face when I greet the person. Yafos, and it should be pleasant. And then there's the other statement in Avos. You should be makabel skala adam be simcha. That's right, with joy, with emotion, with fervor, and with enthusiasm, which is even greater than sever panim yafos. Both of these statements are in Maseches Avos, and we know that this is not necessarily halacha, because it says in the Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Lamed, Hayman Devayda Mehevei Chasida L'Kai Milei De Avos. A person who wants to be a chasid, to go beyond the letter of the law, has to fulfill what it says in Maseches Avos. And I saw in one shuva from Rav Shlomo Zalman Braun, that if a person does not greet others with a friendly countenance, the person is not literally violating halacha necessarily, unless it really hurts the person's feelings, then the person is violating the yitzur of onah, some type of maybe hurting the other person, or maybe not fulfilling b'ahav to l'recha kamocha. So even though it might not be a al pi din that we have to greet others with joy, although Rav Shlomo Zalman Braun says in his tshuva that a husband to a wife, a spouse, has this absolute obligation, for others, it might not be an absolute chiyuv. It might be what we call milei de'avos, which is midas chasidus. But still, let's face it, we do try to fulfill what it says in avos. So number one, I'm going to try today when I get up that when I see anybody, I am going to smile to the best of my ability and preferably greet them as well. Good morning, good moed, good nerev yontif. Very much promotes and spreads joy and feelings of warmth, benodem lachavero. Why not fulfill it if it's in avos? Yes, ideal, it is that we should fulfill. What does all this have to do with what we're learning now? We look in the Orchos Tzadikim, and he tells us, we're not supposed to really be apathetic if we can help it. Od yesh to'elas basimcha. There's another benefit from joy, from the mida of simcha. Not just being the simcha, which we already learned from the Malbim last time. This is an internal, heartfelt, sincere peace of mind and joy that the person has. That was the definition of simcha. And his lashon was simcha libayis panimis tamidis, which is a constant, heartfelt, internal joy. And as you remember, several weeks ago, we differentiated between the six lashonos of simcha that are found in Tanakh and in Chazal. It was simcha, gila, ditza, Chedva, Sason, and Aliza. So he's mentioning the general term Simcha, which really encompasses all them. There's a benefit with Simcha that we spread this internal feeling of joy. What is that Toelis? Says the Orchos Tzadikim, Kamo Shnei Anashim. There's an example of two men, famous story, Sha'amru Aleihem, that the Chazal said about them, Shohayu Mibnei Olam Haba. That they certainly had a portion in the world to come, in the ecstasy and the paradise of Gan Eden. Why? What did they do that was so wonderful? because of the fact that they were joyous people. They worked on their moods, on their midos. It's a mida like all the other midos that we've learned. It's so encompassing, this mida of simcha. But not only were they besimcha, they were not apathetic. They wanted to spread this idea to help others. Think about it for a minute. How many times has our day been improved? Someone smiles at you and says good morning. It changes everything. We can do that to others. So what happened was, they were anashim simechim. They were very joyous people. And when they would see someone who was depressed, they wouldn't just say to themselves, oh, I guess he's having a rough day. Go on with life. No. They said to themselves, I don't want anybody to be depressed. I don't want anybody to be despondent. When they would see a person who's sad, they would help him be happy. Great idea, isn't it? I'm going to try to do that myself. Because I also like that when people do it to me. And we know that the Chafetz Chaim often says, and all the Sfarim say, that just like I love it when people put me into a better mood, so I can do that to others. I should try to, if possible. That's what these two gentlemen did. And when they saw two people who were quarreling, they couldn't stand it that there was a lack of shalom. They couldn't tolerate that there was discord, disunity, and fighting among people. No, we can't let this go on. So what would they do? When they observed the fight going on, a quarrel, they would say funny things to them. Jokes, they'd get them laughing. That's right. Because what happens is when you get somebody to laugh, everything lightens up. So they would get them to laugh. And then some presto, magic, there was peace. Well, how does that lead to peace? That's because, as the Sfarim tell us, sadness, depression, and quarrel, and disunity, it comes from hiskat nus hadas. It's when our cognition, our brain, our emotions are contracted and limited, and we don't see beyond what's distracting us. But if we get some humor into our lives, whatever it takes, obviously within the parameters of halacha, it's music for many people. Music is so much part of our lives. We already talked about the Gemara Erechin. That's why it says in the Gemara Erechin, without music, we're not serving Hashem the right way. It's called Mile Div Dichusa. Something funny. A joke. Ach lo simchas nevala v'simchas havalim. So we're going to learn in a minute. We're not talking about chas v'shalom, off-color humor. We're talking about very kosher humor. Hoy osim shalom b'neim. V'chein le'inyan ha-halacha. When it comes to halacha, we start with funny items and topics, maybe a joke here or there. Oh yes, some people will tell you, never start out your speech with a joke. That's why I didn't. But actually, there are those who say, no, you should actually start with something funny. Well, there's a discussion whether it's about shiurim, classes, speeches, guest speakers, etc. To what situation does it apply that we should start out with funny topics, subject matter? Well, the Orach HaTzaddikim says, "L'inyan ha-halacha maschilim b'milei divdichusa." We begin with something humorous, liftoach halei, to open up the heart, lilmod b'simcha, to learn with joy, because that opens up the conduits of wisdom. That's the only way we can have mayonos of chachma, that the wisdom can be filtered through, and we can, not only that we go through the Blat Gemara, but the Blat Gemara goes through us. We need open pipelines for it. If a person is depressed, the person is unable to do that fully, or sometimes not at all. Divrei ha-mitzvot ha-mesamchem es-halev. It's mitzvah humor. It's the things that make people happy. It's called simcha shel mitzvah. Kidechsev, as it is written, Tehillim yotes, pasik tes, pikudei Hashem yisharim. The commandments of Hashem are upright, they're straight. They themselves give a person joy. This is with rejoicing of a mitzvah. It's mitzvah joy. It's a type of simcha that's meaningful, that's wholesome. And that's what we have to try to fill ourselves with. And sometimes we just really, really need to do it. We need to look at something funny, think about something funny, and you know, we know that life is funnier than fiction. And if we just think of some funny things. I don't know about you, but something that makes me laugh is a human error, my own human errors. And I think of some of the things that I've done that are silly. So then I start laughing. I'm not going to think of them now because I won't be able to stop laughing. And then we won't be able to continue the vat. But that's something very effective. Whatever does it for us. You might say, well, why should I think about my mistakes? We already know that the Maseilas Yesharim says that it's more likely that a person's going to get it wrong than get it right. What is he talking about? He says, Hasichlus rav banu, vatos goveres, the Maseilas Yesharim says. Error reigns. Human error, it really sometimes takes over our lives. We make one blunder and then another. Sometimes we have a cluster or a wholesale blunder. And the things just become funny after a while. Sometimes thinking of that and thinking about the fact I'm not perfect, I'm far from perfect. Like I always tell you, my esteemed wife told me, because I'm a perfectionist, so she taught me something very early on. She said, I want you to know how to be a perfectionist. How do you do it? You'll be perfectly imperfect. That's how to be a perfectionist. Thank you. That's fantastic advice. I use it very often. Anything that can put us in a better frame of mind within the parameters of halacha and hashkafa, that's what we should use. And now the Orach HaTzadikim continues. V'chein, and also, k'sheyesh la'adam shum yisurim, yismach gam kein. When a person has any types of suffering, what is the reaction supposed to be? It's supposed to be simcha. Ah, beautiful. Thank you, Ribbono Shel Olam. I got a little bit of a reminder, a little jolt. Remember very early on in the Vod, in the first few weeks, we learned what is a main pshat in yisurim based on a Mishnah? Yisurim are really events that cause us daiga and kas. They cause us emotional suffering, like anger, worry and anger. Those types of experiences, when they come along, we should say, oh, something just came up that has the potential to worry me, to ruin my day, to make me angry. Ah, Baruch Hashem, I have this opportunity to not get angry, to not be worried. That's why it happened. That's why the Maseilas Yesharim, the Orach HaTzadikim says, k'sheyesh la'adam shum yisurim, when there are any suffering, discomfort, Yismach gam kein. He should rejoice. The Chachamim said a similar statement. And the Gemara Sanhedrin Kufal Hamanal, Perak Chelek, other places, Chavivim Yisurim. That suffering is very precious. It's a friend of mine. This is my buddy. What's my buddy? It's my challenges. It's the things that provoke me, that I will therefore not be provoked, and that is how I grow. Chavivim Yisurim. It says Menashe was only moved to tshuva because of Yisurim. We're not asking to have them. No, 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 no. It's when they come. Then we're supposed to rejoice at that opportunity to grow. And remember, we've said this a few times. It's not that I will persevere and succeed despite my challenges and sufferings. I will persevere and I will be successful because of them. Because of them. Chavivim Yisurim. It's not just a hurdle to get over. It's not just a bump in the road or a pothole to make it through. No. If I fall down into the pothole, I jump higher because I fell down into the pothole. Like we say, there's an expression, Mebira Amikta Le'igra Rama, from a deep pit to a high roof. Yod Amr Chacham said further, Gemara Tainis Chesam and Aleph. And now we're going to think more globally. I can do more than what's in my little bubble. Kol HaSameach B'Yisurim. Anybody who rejoices with suffering, that means when something comes my way, that's difficult, that's uncomfortable, that's out of my comfort zone. It causes me anguish, but I'm going to be B'Simcha. I will be B'Simcha. I'll work through it. I will let it go through me, and I'll go through it. Kol HaSameach B'Yisurim. Maybe Yeshua La'olam, that person brings salvation to the world. We have no idea what we're accomplishing in Shemayim, in the cosmic view of the whole universe. Maybe that one tier, maybe those 50 tiers that we daven for Mashiach to come. In Musaf today we said, U'mipnei chata'enu golinu me'artzenu, because of our averus, we went into exile from our land. Every day we're saying this at Musaf. Let's concentrate for a minute. We ask the Ribbono Shel Olam, we say to Hashem, please, bring back the Beit HaMikdash. Bring back the Avoda. I don't want to have an imitation. I want to have the real Avoda. Melech Rachamon, Rachem Oleinu. If a person goes ahead and realizes this is Yisurim, and the person sheds tears because of it, or really has Kavana in it, Or how about what the Orach HaTzaddikim says? Hasameach b'yisurim. I'm trying to bring out the fact that we have an ability to make a difference for the entire world, for all of Jewish history, for all of world history, with one tefillah, one kavana, one tear, 100 tears. Here's an example. A person who rejoices with suffering, this person thinks, oh, I'm just going to make it through, or maybe even grow from my suffering, and that's all. It's a local experience. Not true. May the Yeshua la'olam, he can bring salvation to the whole world, like we daven for in Musaf, as we just mentioned. I can make absolute global difference. I just don't see that. If we have more confidence in ourselves, then we would probably bring Mashiach maybe even faster. And a person should accustom his mouth to say, Gamzo l'tova. Also, this is for the good. Very difficult to say sometimes. It's also in the Gemara Tainus Chafala. Gamzo l'tova. Even this that happened, that's also for the good. I think it's been put to music. There's a few songs out there like that. Or all that Hashem does, he does for good. That's the Gemara Brachas Tafsamach. This is something that we should be margil ourselves, it says. A person should be accustomed to saying these things. Much easier said than done. And to be sameach b'yisurim, it says tzadikim smecha b'yisurim. So it's something to rejoice about. You know, what I say to myself is, this is almost like a shield. I say to myself, okay, if I'm supposed to be sameach b'yisurim, then I'm always going to be happy. Mimela, the things that are easy to deal with and digest, of course I'm going to be happy during those experiences. But if I'm supposed to be sameach b'yisurim, then that means that no matter what happens, I have a right to be b'simcha, unalienable right to remain in a positive frame of mind. Kiyesh kamaros asher sofon tovos. Now we're going to look at the proper perspective. Why does it make sense for a person to say gamzu l'tova? Come on, are we fooling somebody? Why does it make sense to say, Kol ma'ad da'ovid rachmon v'tav avid, all that Hashem does is for good? Come on, let's be honest about it, folks. Is this really true? Can I really say it with a full heart? Can I ever reach that level that I can say that sincerely? The answer is absolutely yes. Here's one reason. Yesh kamaros asher sofon tovos, says the Orach HaTzaddikim. There are many seemingly evil, negative experiences, but their end is really good. The Chayin Dorshu, Rav Osteinu, Amikwazeh, the Chazal, they expounded on this pasuk in Yeshaya Yud Beis Aleph. Odecha Hashem, I will thank you, Hashem. Why will I thank you, Hashem? Because you gave me everything I wanted? You gave me a bowl of cherries? Ke'anaf to be, because you showed anger at me. Because what was the end of it? Yashov apcha usenachameni. Your anger would return, and then you will comfort me. In other words, it seems like Hashem is angry at me. Oh, people think, oh, is God angry at me? No, the Ribbono Shel Olam loves us. But he has something in mind for us. Always need to mention what the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says. We look in Parshas Vayeshev, and Yosef went to do a mitzvah. His father sent him to check on the brothers in Shechem. Kibbutz Aveim, not easy mitzvah to do. We all know that. He goes and he does this mitzvah. His father makes him a shliach mitzvah, an agent to do a mitzvah. His father sends him. Well, you think that everything is going to be great. Shluch mitzvah and nizokim. People who are sent to do mitzvahs, they are not harmed, unless it's clear and present danger, as we've said before. A person can't say, oh, yes, there is a gun battle going on outside, Hasasham, and I'll walk between the bullets to get to shul. No problem. No, we don't do that. That's called shliach hazekah. It's clear and present danger. We do not rely on the fact that we're going to do a mitzvah in that case. But in a general situation, we can rely on that. So how could it be that something terrible happened to Yosef when he was sent to do a mitzvah? His father sent him somewhere. How easy is it for a child of any age to listen to parents who say, hey, can you please go do this? How about, can you please go like many kilometers away, check on your brothers who probably don't like you very much, and it's going to be out in the wilderness in a place where some hardships have happened to our family before. Just check on them. Let me know how they're doing and how the sheep are doing. That's not a very easy thing to do. Yosef HaTzadik went ahead and he did what his father told him and what happened to him. He almost got killed from a distance by dogs being sent against him, looking the Ramban in Parshas Vayeshev, and then they thought of killing him, and then they put him in a pit, and then they sold him. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, how can you tell me people going to do a mitzvah are not harmed? He was harmed. What happened to the rule? There's more than one answer. But one of my favorites is that the Or HaChaim HaKadosh says, as you might know, is that no, nothing negative happened to him. Huh? Nothing negative happened to him? According to one pshat in Tosfos, he was only sold for 20 silver pieces because he looked terrible, because he had been sitting in a pit next to snakes and scorpions. His face turned colors. He didn't look like the very handsome servant anymore who could be sold for a lot of money. You're telling me nothing happened to him? Nothing bad happened to him? Or HaChaim HaKadosh tells us that's correct. Because in the end, what happened? In the end, he sat on the throne and he sustained the world with food during the famine. And he retained his frumkeit and he kept learning Torah. And he laid the spiritual and the physical foundation for Klal Yisrael and Galus Mitzrayim. That was a chus to lead. He kept all those zechuyos that were an example or a template for Bnei Yisrael to be able to lead. So the Or HaChaim HaKadosh tells us that when something ends up so positive, so magnificent, so regal, so wonderful, then you can't say that anything bad happened in the middle, because look at the result. So comes along the Orcha Tzadikim and says, Yesh Kama Ros, there are many seemingly evil occurrences and experiences, Asher Sofan Tovos, that their end is great. It's beautiful, it's good, and then you can't even say that anything bad happened in the middle, retroactively, when you see the whole experience. Our problem is we only see partial experiences. As the Chofetz Chaim says, we are kitzar hara'os, we are short-sighted. When the Jews were in Mara, remember we talked about this? They were in Mara for one day, and then they went to Elim afterward. Elim was a 5-star hotel with all the amenities. But they didn't know that they were going to be there in one day, so they complained bitterly at the bitter waters of Mara. We sometimes think, I'm in Mara, I'm in a bitter place. Yeah, but Elim might be in 1 minute from now. This 5-star hotel of relief, of spiritual tranquility and emotional and physical tranquility. It could be right around the corner. And even if it's not right around the corner, it could be where I'm headed. I'm sure you've heard of the stories, the people, chas v'shalom, who were ill, and therefore they underwent some testing, and something more major was discovered, and they were able to nip that in the bud and be healed because they underwent something that was uncomfortable initially, and that's what led to their salvation. It happens all the time. It shouldn't be with illnesses, chas v'shalom, but we have these experiences. Says the Orcha Tzadikim, Yesh Kama Ros Asher Sofon Tobos. We need patience. Have a Masunim Badin. First Mishnah in Avos. Be patient when it comes to judging events in the world. As Rabbi Shaul Salanter says, Masunim Badin. Not only judges, but all people who judge all situations, which is everybody. We have to be patient. It's the first Mida in Mesechus Avos. Sofon Tovos. The end is that everything's going to be good at the end of this experience. The question is, will we be patient and be besimcha and rejoice in the suffering as it's happening? Because we know that Hashem is fair and benevolent and loving. Mashal, it's compared, says the Orcha Tzadikim. Obviously, this is used so many times, this mashal. Maybe you'll hear it in a little different terminology today. The Shnei Bnei Adam, there were two people, Shalchu La'avor Basfina, who went to take a trip on a boat. Ha'echad, one of them, Yashav Lo Kotz Baraglo, he got a splinter, but probably more than just a little one, in his foot. Ad Shalo Hoya Yochol Leilich Basfina, he could not make the trip. The gate closed for boarding before he got there, and he wasn't able to get there. He's like, oh, no. And he wasn't able to hitchhike on some other boat. I know somebody who once hitchhiked onto an airplane in an airport because he missed his flight. Yes, I know it sounds bizarre, but that doesn't usually happen, even in their times. So he was not able to get onto that ship. He missed the trip, literally missed the boat. Like that? He missed the boat. Lo hayol yocholelech basvina. But his friend made it. His friend got on the boat, yeah, all comfortable in his seat. He had his ticket. He had everything ready. perfect, beautiful. And this person is like, oh no, I missed the boat. I missed the trip.
This
person began to curse his day, meaning to curse his and to bemoan his fate. And you know the end of the story. Of course, you could finish this up right now. Liyamim, after a while, Shama, the man who missed the trip, heard Shenitba Hasvina, that the ship, Lo Aleinu Chas V'Shalom, it sank. Umesu Ha'anashim Asher Ba, and the people on it, they died. Oz, then what happened? Hischil Zeh L'Shabeach L'Bore Yisparach. Too bad he didn't do it right away. He wasn't Sameach B'Yisurim. He wasn't up to that level yet. But at least now he began to praise Hashem. Kira, because he saw Shehoisa Zos Kidei L'Hachayoso. Gemara Nida, Daf Lamed Aleph. He saw that this was in order to cause him to live. It saved him. So his quote-unquote calamity, his disaster, his mishap, was actually his salvation. What mishap, calamity, and disaster do I think that I am in the middle of now, chas v'shalom, or that I have experienced, chas v'shalom? Is it really a calamity, a disaster, and a mishap? Is it really a tragedy? No! There are so many things that are negative. Ish kama ros, asher sofon tovos. The end is, we have to be patient. The end is going to be good. I know it is, because Hashem is only good. Lachain, therefore, yismacha adam b'yisurim. A person should rejoice, should be ecstatic, should celebrate suffering. I know it sounds totally opposite of what's meaningful and logical, but who says that we're living based on human logic? This is based on the logic of Hashem and the Torah. We have to elevate ourselves. And our spirit, our neshama, has to be what rules. Yismacha adam b'yisurim. A person should rejoice and celebrate with hardships that come his way. Don't ask for them. We already daven not to have yisurim and nisyonos and challenges. But when they come, sometimes it's I am made a certain way that I react to things in a certain way. And that's my yisurim. I have worry. I have anxiety. I have anger inside me. So when those challenges come along, yismach, person should rejoice, be yisurim, in those sufferings, in those challenges. Uvishar nizdokim sheyiyulo, and in other damages that the person might suffer, chas v'shalom. Ki eino yadea ma tova asira liyos lo mehem, because the person does not know what goodness, what magnificence is going to be for him from these experiences. We don't know. All we can do is look forward to it. Look up and smile. That's what Nachum did. Gamzu l'tova. I'm going to end with a very brief story. Yesterday, I got an email from someone. The person said, life is wonderful. And he went ahead and listed in such an eloquent, beautiful way, his nachas and his accomplishments and his yishuv das, and it was so delightful to hear. And we should all say life is wonderful. Someone who saw the email said, I want to be that person. But we have to realize, and then I know other things about that person, the kind of suffering the person has had. Not necessarily do I want to be that person. No, I want to be who I am. Each of us wants to be who we are. But we can also have that attitude, though. We don't realize that that person has gone through so much challenge and has arrived at a positive attitude. So don't necessarily think that you want to be someone else. We know we don't want to be someone else. We want to be who we are, nobody else. But in one way, we should be that person. And that we should say that life is wonderful. That is something, that attitude, that's kedai to have that attitude and to be that person for that reason. Because that person is having such a positive outlook on life, no matter what the person has gone through. Hashem should send us real Simchas Yontif. Thank you so much for joining us for our 43rd Vad, Bli Ayin Hara. And Emet Hashem, we'll continue next week. Have a wonderful Yom Tov, everybody. Thank you.